One, the hits.
I'm finding ways to articulate the feeling I'm going through. I just can't say I don't love you. Cause I love you. Yeah, it's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold. But tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth. Tell the truth, yeah. You know what I'm thinking. See it in your eyes. You hate that you want me. Hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely, especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you. Happens every time. I don't want this feeling. I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, cause you're perfect. And I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Time.
Malone with Circles on VOA1, the hits. I am the lady DJ. Join me in congratulating SZA. Her album SOS is now still for 4 weeks, a whole month, on top of the Billboard Hot 200 chart. It is now the first R&B album from a woman to spend its first 4 weeks in the number one slot since Janet Jackson's Janet back in 1993. Here's SZA and Doja Cat with Kiss Me More on the hits.
Oh, it's just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other, thinking orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother, like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to see you shine. Just two lovers, feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power, minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did for the
music now. VOA 1.
around, get tongue-tied. I turn it on, I make it rowdy, then carry on, but I'm not hiding. You grabbing me hard, cause you know what you found is biscuits, it's gravy red.
Some days you're the only thing I know, only thing that's burning when the nights grow cold. Can't look away, can't look away. Beg you to stay, beg you to stay, yeah. Sometimes you're a stranger in my bed. Don't know if you love me or you want me dead. Push me away, push me away. Then beg me to stay, beg me to stay, yeah.
Call me in the morning, don't apologize.
You're the best thing in my life. Sometimes when I look at you, I see my wife. And you turn into somebody I don't know. And you push me away, push me away, yeah.
Call me in the morning to apologize.
It's new music on VOA 1.
I'm stylish. Talk big t-shirt, Billy. Watch on my wrist, but I want that diamond. Talk crazy when I pull up in sight. Mile high, run that back, I'm stylish. Talk big t-shirt, Billy. Watch on my wrist, but I want that diamond. Talk crazy when I pull up in sight. Put it in perspective. I got everything I wanted and some extra. I am not the type of turning into a detective. Got two on my own phone, barely even check. Uber is the food I don't call, I just text. Guess I don't tell my little b**** got a vestment. Next on my Lexus, no baggies, so no besties. I checked it, no guesses, so don't text. Hey, two pistols, 30s in the clip, these are Kimbos. Open and smack him in his mouth, I'm Kimbo. You be throwing cash in the strip, my little b**** sucking for the free. I got a I know she chimp when I dip, so I crave. They pull up talking about me like I'm sweet. She ain't know this shit. They was in my teeth. I'm stylish. Tough, big t-shirt, Billy Eilish. Prattle, in a front.
stylish. Talk big t-shirt, Billy. Watch on my wrist, but I want that diamond. Talk crazy when I pull up in sight. Mile high, run that back, I'm stylish. Talk big t-shirt, Billy. Watch on my wrist, but I want that diamond. Talk crazy when I pull up in sight. Mile high, the first class, I'm the pilot.
Yes, that's Armani White with Billy Eilish. New music here on the one. All right, darlings, that does it for me. Good times. Let's have more tomorrow. Same time, same place. Until then, make sure you take care of yourselves. Most importantly, take care of each other. Holla.
an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
We have a huge stake in the success of African innovators, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken at a U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit event. When entrepreneurs are empowered to reach their full potential, it's good for the region, it's good for the continent, it's good for the world, it's good for America. Secretary Blinken outlined three ways the U.S. is working to broaden and deepen partnerships to foster African innovation.
First, we're investing in the infrastructure that provides the foundation for African entrepreneurship. That means creating more pathways for the free flow of ideas, of information, of investment, which in the 21st century requires one thing, digital connectivity.
Second, we're investing in rising leaders, said Secretary Blinken.
Since President Obama created the Young African Leaders Initiative, nearly 5,800 trailblazers from every country in sub-Saharan Africa have come to the United States for academic and leadership training, developing skills, relationships that are going to last them a lifetime, to the benefit of their communities, but also ours.
Moreover, in September, the U.S. Africa Development Foundation teamed up with the Tony Elumelu Foundation to create a new program to provide financing, technical assistance, and mentorship to emerging innovators in Africa. Finally, the U.S. is fostering greater engagement by American companies, said Secretary Blinken.
The U.S. private sector already invests more than $4 in Africa for every dollar that our government allocates to the region in foreign assistance, and it wants to do more. That's the objective of our Office of Global Partnerships, which will take a U.S. private sector delegation to Ghana in February. It's the goal of the Prosper Africa Initiative, which is marshaling agencies from across our government to help more U.S. companies and investors do business in Africa.
The United States' strategy with regards to Africa can be summed up in one word, partnership, said Secretary Blinken. It's rooted in the recognition that the United States and African nations can't deliver on any of our fundamental needs and aspirations for our people, and we can't solve any of the really big challenges we face if we don't work together. It's about what we can do with African nations and people, not for them.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.